Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
Greetings, fans of films in the impending DC Cinematic Universe. This is DC Movie News. I am Adam Gertler.
I am Roxy Stryer.
And I am Matt Key.
That's right. Johnny Laquasto is off on a top secret suicide mission that he can't talk about.
For Task Force X.
So we have continued our Marvel DC crossover that began several weeks ago. In issue, what was it, 8 or 10?
Issue 9, I believe.
Yes, it was when I was on the Marvel show. We talked about Baron Zemo.
That was fun.
It was a good time. So thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm sorry, I've got my Doctor Strange shirt on.
Look, I don't know how to feel. I feel like it's going to rub off on me while I sit here.
It might.
It's a big news week for you. You guys must have a lot to talk about.
Not that anybody cares about it, but
totally good. Seriously, if you're not watching, also the Marvel Movie News is also a popcorn talk show. We are all friends. So much news coming out. Like, we actually have like a 24-hour comic book movie news cycle these days.
Yeah.
You made two jokes so far because Johnny's not here, and so I feel like you're missing the jokester.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm trying to balance both things.
Pretty good.
I'll try to make jokes, but no promises.
All right. No matter what, I'll just put them.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, well, no, it's a joke.
And Roxy's here, and the people that watch the show just like Roxy doing anything, so keep doing what you're doing. The dimples, the whole thing, the smile, it works. It's great for us.
I'm so awkward. Okay.
I get the same attention on the Marvel show.
So, continuing with the holiday season, last week I shared one of the gifts that my mother actually got for me, which was the DC Superhero Cookbook. And then I got this really great gift yesterday that I have to brag about a little bit. Check this out. I don't know if you can see exactly what's going on here, but what somebody did was took a record of the John Williams soundtrack to the 1978 film Superman, right? They took the actual record, and then they cut it out in the shape of Superman, and then you can see the center of the record right here. Now, no longer can I play that record.
Well, you could try, but it would...
You would get invisible, a little like...
Bam,
bam.
It's a good time for the people on iTunes to switch over to YouTube.
Greg Hummel for that. Like, I throw it down, and it smashes
everywhere. That is pretty cool, though, I will say.
Okay, so let's jump into the news, shall we?
Oh, is there news?
There's news, mostly rumors. I mean, most things are not confirmed, let's be honest.
Rumors and rumors of rumors?
Rumors and rumors.
Until 2016, that's the best
that's
that we're
going to
get.
That's the best we're going to do. We'll settle on some of the TV talk today. DC's TV stuff has been...
DC's TV
on fire.
Really good.
Yeah.
And showing no signs of slowing down.
Definitely not.
Yeah, with Krypton coming out and Titans.
Yes.
I know we're talking about all that
later.
Yeah,
we'll get to it all.
Not there yet.
I'm just so excited.
It is kind of like in Demolition Man when all restaurants are Taco Bell. It's like soon all TV shows are DC.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way to do
it. I'm okay with that.
That's the comparison.
Very exciting. Batman v Superman, the first film, the next film coming.
That's that Dawn of Justice film, right?
Yes, that little Dawn of Justice film.
I've heard of it.
Marvel.
They're done shooting. And they wrapped in Mexico. So we know they shot in Detroit. They shot in Chicago, I believe. They shot in Mexico. Very exciting. What are your thoughts on the fact that they have finally wrapped and we don't have a movie until 15 months from now?
I think that they're going to take their sweet time and make it perfect. That's what I think. I
love your optimism.
The movie is made in post.
Right, like especially a film like this.
Exactly, like, you know, so you want to take all the strings out because I don't think the man playing Superman can actually fly.
Right, so you're going to...
Have you seen his body?
I don't know.
I'm not saying that he doesn't make plenty of women's hearts fly.
The Matt Key, I believe that he was cast specifically before he could fly. Here's the thing, and people watching...
Henry Cavill. I just remembered his name. I'm terrible at this.
Oh, God. You were just...
See, this is why I do Marvel.
This is why he comes in. He's trying to sabotage us. We're not
you did
it.
You did it to our show.
I did try.
You dropped the F-bomb on our show.
What? I did not.
You did.
Did
you
I?
You did.
Moving on.
Mom, that didn't happen.
And by that, he means friends. We are all
I
want to
know
friends.
What's really weird about this. In this day of, like, set leaks and leaked photos and everything, we saw some great photos of Superman actually flying, and he really was on stage, and that was cool.
That was cool. And, like, some of the video of it, like,
have
him
you
just
seen
hovering. So good.
Anything of Affleck in costume aside from the release
from
this, like,
Batman?
One
no.
thing.
They're really trying to make us wait for that one. They're building the anticipation right now, and I think they're doing a good job because people are talking about it more than if they were to show us something.
The Matt Key, how are you able, how were they able to hide those photos? What do you think is behind that? Is it just not a lot of filming on location? Is this mostly done in front of a green screen?
My guess would be a lot of the stuff with Batman was probably on studio, like behind, because we've seen Superman, you know,
right?
That's all outside. So my guess would be that that's the case.
But there was also
the question is it goes beyond that. We've seen snapshots of Wonder Woman but wearing normal clothes. We haven't seen Wonder Woman in They've kept it all secret.
Well, because we don't even know about Wonder Woman. We think that it's going to be in a certain decade, but we're not positive. The first time we see real things with it, then it's going to confirm different things that they don't want us to know yet.
But Gal Gadot in Batman v Superman, we know she's in Batman v Superman, so that's got to be the modern Diana.
Right.
And we've seen only the publicity stills that Zack Snyder has released. I think it's amazing that they've been able to keep it all under wraps. If anybody knows anything, let me know. I'm not saying I want to see them. Like, I don't want those nasty leaked photos. Like, the first time you saw, like, Spider-Man in regular lighting, like, they're terrible, and people crap on it and everything. Like,
what did you say about Spider-Man?
I said the first time you saw the pictures, you know what I'm talking about, in the new incarnation.
Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man 2, best movie of all time.
You know, just when I think you're doing so great, you say something like that and totally discredit yourself.
I can't help it.
People are going to be like, why am I going to watch this girl who thinks that?
Because of the dimples. They already told me that. Maybe my opinions don't matter, but at least I'm good looking. Thank you for that comment last week.
Speaking of Batman v Superman, one actor.
It sounds like you're saying Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman. Batman v Superman. It's like in Spanish when the V is pronounced with a B.
Oh, is that what it is?
It is.
Okay. I took French, so I don't know.
Jeremy Irons, who is cast as Alfred.
Alfred.
He was in Marrakesh. And he had some comments about how their style of Alfred, how he's going to be portrayed.
And you know what? The best part about this is it's going to be the voice that this is read in by our very own Adam Gertler.
Oh, wait a sec.
He's been working on his Alfred voice.
I think I lost the...
What you don't know is he's amazing at accents. He does all the accents. Yep. He's really, really good.
Adam, I'll
put him on the spot here.
You're putting me on the spot. And I'm like actually having to find it and like, okay. So this is what he said. He's quite a different Alfred than we've seen so far. Zack Snyder has been very clear about what he wanted. I would just say he's more hands-on, perhaps, than just a butler.
Oh.
More hands-on than perhaps just a butler.
It looks like we're doing some Batman Year One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
I love the reference, by the way. So, as opposed to the frail Alfred Pennyworth... You know, a lot of the more recent incarnations of Alfred seem to go along with this. They've kind of retconned, and like you said, like in Year One, even the Michael Caine portrayal, he's like, in Burma, you know, this happened, you know. So, like,
some men just want to watch the world burn.
I know. So good.
I'll say that, number one, good job on the voice.
Yeah.
Number two, this is exciting to me. I like hearing him come out with this. I think that he's going to have a smaller role than I would like him to.
He did say that.
Yeah. Which is a bummer for me because I love the character. But if it doesn't work with the story, then it doesn't work with the story.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many characters in this movie already.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to make the Alfred movie, like, with Batman and Superman fighting each other.
Why not?
It's really weird, though, because they keep saying... It keeps saying, like, you know, it's very much like Legends of the Dark Knight.
I thought you were going to say Legends of the Fall. I was going to be like, I don't know where you're going with
this. Batman v Superman is modeled for the outline of the original Legends of the Fall.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
So that's very much what it's about. And, like, so Iron's character is very much like the...
Brad Pitt character?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going for. but obviously we're going to see more Alfred in the Batman solo movie, which should be announced at some point because we know we're not getting it. We're getting it before 2020.
When? Yeah. When are we getting it?
I don't know. They're going to slide it in there.
Going along with that, the question becomes, are they going to do stuff that's contemporary with Dawn of Justice, or are they going to go back in time?
Because the other films, like Wonder Woman, they're talking about going back in time.
Yeah. That's the only one they're talking about doing it for so
far,
though.
But they can't really de-age... Yeah, they can't really de-age Affleck. Diana Prince doesn't age, so that's why you can do it with her.
Did you see the news? I think it came out of Badass Digest that... I don't want to spoil anything, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, so I know what you're talking about. A certain character in Batman v Superman may already be dead.
Like, we don't see him die, but he's dead at the beginning
of
the film.
Right, a major character. Right. And that's kind of what I was saying about Alfred, too. Like, in Legend of the Dark Knight, or in The Dark Knight Returns, rather, Alfred is really old, and he does actually die in that graphic novel. Yeah. He's way frail. So I feel like the Dark Knight Returns stuff is very stylistically a source of inspiration for the film, but they're going to have Jeremy Irons as a badass Alfred who has got a past and, you know, knows how to do things more than just like put bandages on.
Didn't we hear also that in Batman v Superman we're going to relive the moment of Batman's parents dying? So I would think that
we did see that has been shot and people...
And, I mean, thank God, because I actually don't know how Batman became Batman. So I'm glad that they're giving us that origin.
Wow, it's great. And I'm glad you're able to deliver that without a scotch of sarcasm. So
it's just...
I'm sure it will be a flashback. I'm sure
it'll be a flashback.
Actually,
it'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be short. I love it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a movie.
It's a pivotal moment that wrecked this guy, made him become a crime-fighting psychopath.
It was a great robbery.
And we go
a lot
to
of fun.
Movies because they're fun.
No.
Is that why?
It's going to hurt.
We want to feel emotionally invested in something. Like,
because
we're not the only ones out there.
So let's not... I don't want to spoil anything for everyone or say tune out, but yeah, there is talk of, like, you know, a major character being dead at the beginning of that film.
All right, you got to say it. Because honestly, this show is about speculation and spoilers. So.
Commissioner Gordon, okay? They're saying Gordon's not going to be there.
I think that is crazy because right now we have an entire show just about him. So at least we're getting that. At least we're getting.
You see, and then you say something so insightful like that. I'm like, you're so smart. Like, yeah, like, why are they going to keep putting stuff out there?
I have no problem. What?
No, did he just compliment me?
I thought you said, do you have a problem with me? I was like, what did I do? I'm smiling. I'm having a good time.
No, I was just excited. No.
Roxy, you're right.
True Adam
because
Berlin.
Even though they're different continuities, and we love that DC allows their shows to have their own continuities, that way they can do whatever they want. They're not tied, to the universe of the movies, which don't even exist yet. So it's not even like they could do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Daredevil if they wanted to. Why put so much Gordon out there and then not have him be dead?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, some of the theories that I've read about online is that they're going to... This will be in, like, the Batman's future.
And then we go back.
Kind of thing. But then, like, when they do his solo standalone films, they go back and Commissioner Gordon is there. And maybe we see Joker killed him. Like,
I believe we will see a memorial in the Batcave to Jason Todd. I do believe that we're gonna see a reference to a Robin that died, and I think that's cool. And I love the idea of possible Jenna Malone being Carrie Kelly. Some people also think she could be like Oracle, Barbara Gordon style. I would love either of those things. I think Carrie Kelly would be badass, and whether it's actually fighting on the ground or maybe like they combine that character and make her kind of like a more at home base kind of Oracle-y Robin. Either way, I don't know. But Gordon, it kind of seems like to do a future Batman movie and. I don't see how do you go back in time with Affleck though?
I don't know. I mean, you don't go. You're not going like 40 years, like
right.
You know. You're
well, how many
10,
years?
Would you know?
10 is a lot.
10 is a lot.
10 is a lot, like, especially when we're filming.
You go back 10 years with Affleck, you're in Geely territory again. You're right there.
I'm just saying. I think you could go back in time 10 years with
and instead
Affleck
it's Casey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's a good point. He's actually really good. He was great
over
here. Interstellar. He was awesome.
My Boston boys.
I don't know. I hope that all these movies are not going to be in separate timelines. I mean, I think it's okay to do it for some of them.
I don't think they will, but that's been some of the speculation.
But it is an interesting theory. Also, a couple of weeks ago on the show, we showed the trailer for Brett Culp's film, Legends of the Night. This, of course, is the documentary about the impact that Batman has had on people's lives and then how that impact has... help them to overcome some serious adversity.
And we cried and we had a moment here in studio.
Cried.
Now, it's on Netflix.
Now you can cry to your heart's content. It's on Netflix. It's on Amazon. So you can go check out that movie, Legends of the Night, which is really exciting. And another thing that I came across, just like trolling on YouTube, if you can't wait until 2016 for Batman v Superman, despite... What do you think of these rumors that like Warner Brothers would actually put it out earlier? Do you give any credence to that?
It's, they've got a lot of time. If they can do it, then they can do it. Especially, I think that the biggest reason is because it's battling up against a Marvel movie they didn't want to release the same time. So,
well, they moved it three different times. It was supposed to come out in 2015. Then they moved it to the same day as Captain America. They had a chicken fight for a little bit, and then they backed off until March.
Yeah.
Earlier to March, yeah.
To earlier, right, but still 2016.
March of 2016.
But could you conceive of a world where they were like, biggest prank ever, and we're giving you the biggest movie ever, like, earlier than we promised?
I don't see it happening.
I don't see it, yeah.
It would make me excited, though.
It would make us all really
excited. I mean,
excited.
Obviously, I always hope for it to come out tomorrow.
What about the idea that
good.
With such a long production, I mean, the film's been in production for about a year, and there's over a year left. Do you think that they've shot things that are going to be included in other films as part of the Batman v Superman shoot? Is that possible?
No.
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 Probably not.
It's
shut that down real quick.
Yes.
Possible, sure. Probable, yeah. No.
No, not no. so much. No. Like, again, if they just had Affleck in front of the green screen, you'd be like, okay, now we're in Justice League Part 1. And you're doing this. You're going, oh, wait, it was actually, that was just on The Comeback last week, the HBO show.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh, she's just acting in a green screen. They're like, all right, now you're opening a chest of drawers. Now you're picking up a bag. Like, what if they just have these exact signs just like, all right, now you're the Flash and you're running super fast.
Wait, you were talking about being on the internet, though, looking on YouTube, and I thought we were going for the trailer, but...
So I came across this full fan film.
Bringing it back.
Oh, boy.
Superman versus Doomsday. Some crazy psycho talented dude.
The trailer, not the full film.
No, this is a full film. Oh. That's a different trailer. Okay. We'll get to that. So this guy put together a full, like, he compiled Superman Returns, Batman Begins, I think the Dark Knight, 28 Weeks Later, the Hulk movie. He combines them all and, like, remaps stuff to make, like, the Hulk appear as Doomsday. He has Brandon Routh and Christian Bale in scenes together. Like, and then there's a Wonder Woman in there. I don't know how somebody does something like this.
Fan films are amazing.
It's incredible.
I can't believe how talented people
check
are.
Check this out. It's 20. It's 26 minutes long. Just to put in Superman Doomsday full fan film, and you'll see it. It's crazy.
Wow. We got to work on your picture sizes still, though.
I know. I keep trying. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. What about you? Are there any cool Marvel fan films out there that are pretty impressive?
Not that I've seen. I have a tendency to not research fan films.
Right.
You don't like them?
No, it's not that I don't like them. It's just that I don't care.
There's an awesome Punisher one. What about that Punisher one? What about that Punisher one with Thomas Jane, though?
That wasn't a fan film. That was a film, wasn't it?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about then.
No. This is amazing. Thomas Jane, being such a cool guy, did this thing. I think it's called, like, Laundry Day or something. Jatorel, do you know what it's called?
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry. Jatorel, you a fan of this?
Oh, yeah. Thomas Jane
is the
Punisher. It's
he awesome. Never actually puts the costume on, but he's Frank Castle doing his laundry. Some stuff goes down. Oh, you got to check it out. It's very well produced.
Yeah,
there's also a Batman Predator one out there, which is amazing, which is like...
I just don't know how people have the imagination to pull the different parts. It's just incredible. I'll go watch all of
it. It's really wild. You all have lots of homework on YouTube.
And post some. If you guys are on YouTube or on iTunes, post some if you know great fan films.
What are your favorite fan films? Roxy Stryer wants to know. You all of
and
you are constantly looking
know,
at you're all looking.
You are letting her down right now.
You guys could never let me down. You're the best ever.
They all want to know you better, so this is a good way. The author of the upcoming Pan film with Hugh Jackman, right?
Pan, right?
Which is Hugh Jackman's playing Blackbeard. He's not playing Captain Hook.
I'm pretty excited
and
about
and honestly,
film
after Christopher Walken played Hook. How can anybody ever do it again? Batten down the ship. Secure the ship. Pan.
We got to work on this
Pan.
One.
What?
Pan.
We got to work on this
it's
one.
It's impeccable.
Oh.
So,
I
disagree.
I'm not sure that was impeccable.
Okay. Moving on from my poor Walken impression. So they're getting the author of the upcoming Pan film, Jason Fuchs, is being looked at, according to The Hollywood Reporter. There he is, smiling, to write Wonder Woman. Now, this is interesting. We already know Michelle McLaren is directing the film. They're working on this script right now. We've also heard the rumors that this is potentially a trilogy. The first film happening in the 20s, the second film happening in the 40s. I don't know where the third film would happen. Let's hope we get there. What do you guys think? This guy has written Pan, which no one has seen, and he's also done the script for Ice Age Continental Drift.
A couple interesting things. Number one, they were so gung-ho about having a female director. They announced that they were only going to have a female director, then I'm a little surprised that didn't kind of
translate over.
Make it all the girls club, yeah. So what do you think, though? How does somebody who's like, granted, Pan is a major tentpole film. It is a WB film.
Right.
Although it also just moved its date off of Ant-Man today. Oh. So for the second time, Pan was supposed to open the same day as Ant-Man, like July 17th next year. Stop smiling like that, you Marvel zombie.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Marvel zombie. I am not.
I beg to differ.
So
I very much prefer Marvel because I know the story's better, but I still love DC. Like, I'm still excited for these
movies. I love Marvel,
too.
We love everything comic-related.
I think that this is...
Thank you, Roxy.
I'm excited for Pan. I'm a big Peter Pan fan.
Oh, I'm really excited, but we haven't seen it yet, so how can we get behind him? Yes, I've seen some of his other work. He's also an actor. He's been in a bunch of things. Do I think he can do it? Yes. Am I very confident? No, because I've never seen anything that would make me confident that this is the movie.
Well, I mean,
he
Ice Age.
Well, and who kept watching Ice Age after Ice Age Meltdown? I mean, who kept up with the series after that?
Yeah.
It's just also, what on earth does that have to do with this? Just that he can write a movie?
It must have been a spec script. I don't know. Warner Brothers must be really happy with Pan.
Right.
That's all I can say is, like, this guy's script, the script for Pan must be great.
That's what it did for me. It makes me, the fact that they're thinking about him writing this makes me more excited for Pan because he must have crushed
I think
Pan.
Yeah, he must have done something.
We talked about the importance of these scripts. I think Man of Steel scripts is spotty in places, but they brought in Chris Terrio, Academy Award winner for Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
So with Snyder's direction, Terrio's writing, Affleck, I mean, I'm really, really excited.
And hopefully
very,
Affleck is like helping out because he's an amazing director.
It was his film that won Terrio that Academy Award.
Yeah.
So he brought in his boy. He's like, look, if I'm going to be joining y'all in Camp DC, going to be some changes, all right? I already did Daredevil once, and I've been living that down.
Not doing that.
Is I'm going to start throwing Spider-Man things at you. I literally will start throwing things at you because
I really liked it.
You're spotting dimes. You're eating onions. You're saying you like Amazing Spider-Man 2.
How
you love Dark Knight.
How good does Gal look, though? Let's be honest.
Yeah, what is Gal?
She looks good. Look at those dimples.
For the defense of women, too. When I attack you, your defense is look at my dimples. Look at her dimples.
No, honestly, I think I have very valid feelings and opinions, and I think I back them up with reason, and my dimples don't hurt.
Right, and that's exactly what it says on your Tinder profile, and which is why I swiped. So, author John Ostrander, who is responsible for the sort of modern incarnation of Suicide Squad, recently spoke out. He was asked about what he thought about the film, the upcoming film. Ostrander, basically, he was psyched about it. I mean, which is really cool. So this was like in 1989, John Ostrander wrote Suicide Squad and really changed it from the incarnation it had been before. It had been more of like a military book, kind of like a Sergeant Rockish, I guess, kind of thing. And really brought
with
it
with Rick Flagg at the lead, right?
Right. Rick Flagg, who is going to be played by Tom Hardy.
Kind of excited.
Are you butthurt at all that Hardy took Rick Flagg and not Strange? Because people were talking about...
I don't want to... No.
You're happy with Benedict?
I'm very happy with Benedict.
Why are you shrugging when you say that?
It sounds like you're trying to convince yourself.
I mean, like,
I'm not. I'm very happy with Benedict. I think he's going to be amazing.
Okay.
So
As good as Joaquin would have been? I mean, just...
I think that they would both give completely different Doctor Stranges.
You know what's interesting about DC?
Yeah.
And what we're actually talking about right now? What's interesting about this article is that they say he's all about it and he's in full force, but his quotes kind of seemed a little different to me.
Sure.
He was talking about how he thought some of the choices were strange with the, look for when he said.
Well,
I think Bronze Tiger would have been interesting.
Will Smith was Bronze Tiger.
Yeah, I think they needed a few more characters that aren't villains because that's what we did originally in order to make it work. It sounds to me like he said he's in support, but then he kind of questioned it a little.
John Ostrander, you march in lockstep with what DC says.
I believe he's in support, and I do believe he's behind it. But
I don't think Rick Flagg's really going to be portrayed as a villain. I think he's like the military leader of the group. I think he's going to be kind of in charge of
keeping their moral compass.
Keeping these people together.
He calls it interesting, but again, it's a very interesting choice in having the Joker for the squad. He's not like, I think it's a great choice.
He said it was interesting also that it's the second film.
Yeah.
He was surprised that they're doing it so soon.
So, yes, maybe he is behind it, but calling something interesting isn't really backing it.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
That's pretty interesting.
That's exactly what he said about everything. That's interesting.
So is the Joker part of the squad?
Okay, well, we know the Joker's in the movie. Yeah. I staunchly would disbelieve that he's a part of the squad. However, to be devil's advocate, I'd like to bring this up. Again, we keep mentioning The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
The Joker in the first part of that film, the first part of the book, is, like, apparently rehabilitated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it would be interesting if, like, what if he was rehabilitated?
No. How are we going to see that?
I disagree. I think he should be the enemy. I think he should be like this Hannibal Lecter kind of thing. Like in the jail cell the whole time. I think at the end of the film, he's out. Somehow Harley Quinn pulls a thing and it was all this master thing to release the Joker. And it's like, boom.
Do we know how many movies?
End credits or post credits.
He signed on to because.
Leto?
Yeah. The only thing that I'm curious about is if this is one of them, they're going to try to put him in as much of it as possible. But we're thinking he's going to be in such a small amount. It's just going to be strange to me if we're only seeing him in one scene for 2 minutes.
Nobody said anything. All they said is he's in the film.
Right, yeah. That's what
Nobody
I'm saying. So is it going to be
this
one scene?
This is all speculations.
Oh, who was that?
No, it was just me being tough.
Oh, that's your tough guy.
Yeah. I got it.
That was okay.
Yeah,
I got it.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going Brando there for a second.
No, there was a little bit of De Niro mouth.
De Niro. Oh, okay. All right.
I can't talk like him, but I can do that.
I really suggest you guys going from iTunes to YouTube for that.
But speaking of Suicide Squad, did you see the crazy fan trailer that's up at comicbookmovie.com?
Yeah, again, with the fans and the making of the things that I want, the talent that they have. It was so cool.
It's got like this great version of Seven Nation Army, which I know is from another movie, but it's like boom, 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 boom.
And then with
boom,
the,
and it's like Will Smith.
And the bullet
crazy.
Goes off and the close. That was so
which is
cool.
From Wanted.
Yeah, it was so cool.
The and bullet thing from Wanted, did you ever
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that film.
And they're talking. And
it was a great film.
I think it's great.
And he's in jail. It was so cool. I thought it was amazing. And it had so many views, which is great.
If you're watching this, you've probably seen it already, but watch it again. It's really sick. I'd like to know, what did you guys think of that? I mean, I thought it was... Jatorial, did you see that?
I did not, but I will.
I'll post it in on the YouTube just to make sure everybody has the link to it.
Excellent.
Yeah, I want to see it. It's a fan-made Suicide Squad?
Yeah, trailer.
Yeah,
trailer.
That's just a trailer. But it really gets you pumped to see the film.
Yeah, it's like under 2 minutes. Cool.
Moving below the surface of the ocean.
Like a little dance move?
Yes, that was it. That was exactly... That's kind of... It's almost the Batusie, but okay. So we're talking...
A bit. At this end.
Momoa?
There you go.
Aquaman. What do you think of that casting?
No.
I think
look at this. Look at him. Tough guy.
So good.
I would say it's badass.
Okay, it is badass. It's the casting that I'm most excited about for the whole DC universe.
If you watch Game of Thrones, it's like a no-brainer to me. He's so perfect.
And if you saw the Conan movie, you'd be like,
sure, maybe.
Maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
I'm excited to see Momoa with blonde hair and under the water.
Yeah, I don't even think he needs the blonde hair, but I'm sure they will.
Oh, they'll go blonde with
it'll
him.
It'll go blonde. But you know, do you think it's going to be more like this style Aquaman, or do you think he's going
like
to be in the orange?
With the hands?
Oh, that would be really badass. But
right?
I would say
so
save
badass.
The hand. Or will we get more this traditional look? The New 52 keeps giving us this look. In the upcoming...
And we have been going New 52 with all of this.
Right. Yeah. And the upcoming film, Throne of Atlantis, Justice League Throne of Atlantis, which comes out January 27th.
January.
They're going with that look, and it's really badass what they're doing with that one, where he's like, he doesn't even know he's Aquaman, and then like they need to find their prince, and he's been living on land his whole life, and
that
he doesn't know
cool
his whole thing.
Too.
It looks really good.
Wow. I haven't seen it. So
in answer to someone's question about like what kind of Aquaman do we think we'll get, watch that trailer for Throne of Atlantis, and I think you'd be pretty psyched. Like, if they went that way...
Do you think that is hinting at what kind of Aquaman we will get, though, or do you think that is giving us a taste of one so that we can go in the complete opposite direction?
Well, you know, it's a fair thought.
I'm just trying to be Johnny with a swerve for a second.
Hey, man, you know, that's just like your opinion, okay?
All right, bro.
I think, here's what I think. I think in Batman v Superman, we're going to see Arthur Curry.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I don't know that he's going to be Aquaman yet. And I think a lot of that stuff when people say, like, oh, no, in Bat of Steel, the whale saves him.
Briefly?
I'm like, throw that out
no.
there. That doesn't matter.
You're going to see him briefly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a scene. Well, you know, he was there for a while. I have firsthand report that he did spend a fair amount of time in Detroit. I don't know if he was just like
just hanging out.
Okay.
He was just hanging.
And he's going to be spending a fair amount of time
over the next
6 years.
They have amazing curry in Detroit. He was probably just there for the curry.
Oh, they do. That's great.
That's what he texted me, actually.
Really?
So,
well, why don't you ask him what kind of Aquaman we're going to have?
So make sure you check out the trailer. We're really excited. Did you see Assault on Arkham?
No.
Okay, you got to see these DC animated films. They're all PG-13.
They're
the
amazing.
Flash, like
he just
Marvel,
likes them because they're a little more sexual than a lot.
They're just more adult. Like they have the tone of the comics or people that were reading the comics, and they're not dumbed down. And for some reason, Marvel's approach with animation seemed to always be dumbing down. In the early 2000s, they started making some pretty decent direct-to-video movies. Yeah. Marvel did the Doctor Strange one.
Doctor Strange one is a lot of fun.
But then they kind of bailed on that. They did like three or four. They did a Young Avengers, and they kind of bailed.
Yeah.
DC's been very good at what they're good at, and that right now is TV and these animation movies.
Killing it. So January 27th, super excited for Throne of Atlantis.
Do you think we're going to get a Black Manta?
A Black Man?
Black
yeah, we'll
Manta.
Definitely have at least a Black Manta, yeah. I would say...
Because I think he has one of the best villain looks of all time.
It's a good look.
Like the giant head, like his little...
Black Manta. Yeah, it is a great look.
You just want him to stare at him.
I would watch a movie where they just had a camera on him for 10 minutes.
He's in the Throne of Atlantis. Black Manta was a big part of the trailer of Throne of Atlantis. So.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also a really funny thing in the trailer. I don't remember, but like with how he gets his name, Aquaman. It's like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
He's just like,
that's perfect.
It's really funny.
You know, the Geoff Johns run of the comic book was great. Like where it first started, Aquaman 1 with the New 52.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic.
So, and
like, they poked fun at Aquaman, like he's like on the shore and they're like, yeah, you're that Aquaman guy. Like everyone's making fun of him and.
That's DC, no humor.
That's such BS.
Yeah.
There'll be humor.
I agree.
It's great. So let's talk about some of that TV stuff. Do you watch a lot
My
of the
favorite.
TV shows?
I watch all of them.
Okay.
I watch all of them. I'm upset that Gotham is actually already done for this half of the season.
Yeah. Well, in the tradition of Gotham, starting years before Batman, now we have sci-fi David S. Goyer working on a Krypton show.
Krypton.
Yeah. So
called Krypton.
It's supposed to be the prequel to Superman. It's
awesome.
Superman's grandfather. I think that this is very much like Gotham, but not exactly
on Krypton. Like,
yeah.
Here's the
just
thing:
going
that,
back to
and without the Batman
is,
villains.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to neg it for being sci-fi, but then people are going to come at me and say Battlestar Galactica is awesome.
There.
Yeah. Did you see that?
What? I missed it.
He was just making fun of me. He's being sarcastic and a little snarky.
Sarcastic.
What I'm saying is because this is pre Bruce Wayne. This is when he's Bruce Wayne. He's not Batman. This is going to be pre Superman. So you know.
So Jor-El will be a little kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Jor-El will be.
So Jor-El will be
and
in
Lara.
It.
We'll be probably be a little kid. We might see that.
I love.
But the question would be: is Zod like? Is he like a private in the army at this point?
Yeah, or, Zod's like a little kid. There.
Where's Brainiac coming from? Is
oh,
he
you
like
know Zod's going to be a little kid.
What
in
do
this.
You guys think about it being sci-fi?
That was my question. It was like, I think it's that scares me a little bit. But then people will say Battlestar Galactica.
But that's the exact reaction I had. I was like, oh, sci-fi, Battlestar Galactica. Like, that was my logic.
It's getting so much press. Like, this is like the equivalent of a tentpole show for sci-fi.
Yeah,
of course.
Here's my problem. I love Superman. I love Superman because of all the superpowers he has.
Yeah.
They don't have those powers on Krypton.
Yeah.
So you're giving me yet another, like, powerless, depowered version? I don't know if I want it.
It's the Patton Oswalt joke is perfect, where he does the, if he could go back in time, have you heard that joke?
No, I've heard a couple of the...
If he could go back in time, he would go back in time and kill George Lucas with a shovel. Because the end of the joke is, I know the things that I love and I want to see those things. I don't care to see where they came from.
I get
it's
that.
It's so dead on.
I get that. But I think it could be really cool.
George
though,
Lucas
I think Gotham is cool.
I do think Gotham is cool, too. And I was very anti-Gotham before Gotham came out. And then Gotham came out,
man.
And I'm like, I actually like this show. It's a little bit too pat sometimes.
I was the exact opposite.
Oh, what? You were...
No,
I was
like
so
it.
About it. I was like, oh, yeah. And then the pilot came out. I was like, this is awful.
It's
and
gotten
now
better.
It's gotten
gone.
A lot better.
The pilot was not great.
They tried to cram so much into it. Be like, hi, I'm the Riddler. Hey, I'm the Penguin. I'm Catgirl.
Oh,
yeah.
Penguin. So good.
Like, oh, call me Cat. I'm a Catgirl. I'm going to grow up to be Catwoman.
It got way better.
It's gotten way better.
And Donald Logue. Is just he's such a great character. I mean,
I love him as Bullock, and I love the Penguin. Like at the beginning, I was like, "Oh my god, this Penguin character's got to go." And now I'm like, "Oh, show me an entire show of the Penguin."
Yeah, so I agree with that.
Ian Goldberg, who I guess is a writer on Once Upon a Time,
which is an amazing show.
Gonna be. I was just going to ask you about that. He's the guy. He came up the premise with Goyer, and Goldberg is writing the script by himself. Tell me about Once Upon a Time. Like, is it great? Is it awesome?
Yeah, it's really great. And comes from, it's like in the vein of Lost, and it's like supernatural stuff goes on, fairy tales, and used to following stories. So I think that it makes perfect sense.
So like Lost, everyone in Once Upon a Time, they're in purgatory. Spoilers.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Kind of, actually. Yes. A little bit.
Storybrooke is also purgatory.
Yeah. Let me ask you. Okay, cool. I like it. Let me ask you a direct question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does his involvement excite you about Krypton?
Yeah, I'm excited about Krypton in general, with or without his involvement, but it does make me feel a little more confident. I'm a big Once fan. I think that they do a great job with their stories. They get very complicated, and it somehow they make it easy to follow.
Yeah, again.
I'm excited.
Kind of hard to say, you know? Like, we'll see when we get there. But, I mean, again, Superman without superpowers or Kryptonians.
I feel like I said that it was easy to say, and then he just said that it was hard to say. But
until we see it. I mean, you know? I mean...
Until, yeah.
After I show my support, you're like, yeah, it's hard to say.
I know, because, again, favorite superhero film of 2014, Roxy Strayer?
It was not my favorite. It was my second favorite.
Which was what?
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
The defense rests, Your Honor. Moving on to DC's continued TV domination, TNT has greenlit, which is, you know what TNT stands for?
Trinitrotoluene?
Yes, yep. Exactly. Has greenlit the Titans pilot, which will shoot in 2015.
You do a good job singing this, Teen Titans, too.
Go, 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 Teen Titans.
Teen Titans.
So
you enunciate the T's very well.
Teen Titans.
Like you hit it really, really well.
Like you were a theater major or something.
Yeah, at some point. Jeff Johns, the chief creative officer for DC, said, long time to wait to give live Nightwing action. He basically said it's going to be about Nightwing.
Like, I couldn't believe how this came out in a tweet, though. Like, a fan tweeted at him just out of the blue, like, what? And he's like, yeah, we're going to film the pilot next year, at the beginning of next year. It was like,
wait, that's how that was broke?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was
really
crazy.
His response to a tweet, it was amazing.
So,
like, could you imagine how cool that guy feels for tweeting that? He's like, wow, I really made a lot of people's day.
Oh, he's psyched.
I'm going to tweet at him more often.
Honestly, Jeff Johns, more and more, like, I like how his interaction with the fans and the people is great. Like,
oh,
Warner
amazing.
Brothers DC, listen, I know you're listening, watching this podcast right now. Just keep putting Jeff Johns in the front there, because he is still a writer. He's the editor of the comic. You know, he's the guy.
He's what DC needs is an answer to Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
But let me ask you guys this, because I think he's doing an amazing job, but is there ever a point we could spread him too thin? Like, is this man sleeping? He is everywhere, involved in every project.
He's probably got like 3 or 4 life model decoys that go out and work for him.
That's a Marvel thing. I think we have
DC
like more like
have
no,
model
we've
decoys?
Got like Star Labs made clones. I think.
Oh, like
and now we have Mercury
Amazo
Labs.
Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So Jeff Johns has Amazo out there. Jeff Johns is the Red Tornado.
To put it in terms you might understand, I guess Jeff Johns is Bizarro Kevin Feige. Okay. So Akiva Goldsman,
he's a stupider version of Kevin Feige.
Wait a second. I tried to defend.
Kevin Feige.
Why? Why do
we're cutting
go
this
there?
Whole part out. This is all tutorial. I'm cutting this part out. Akiva Goldsman, who has written some incredible films, Academy Award winning films, and Batman and Robin. How do we feel?
Yeah. Again, I'm scared to say anything without you saying
Titans?
That.
Writing, yeah, Titans.
He's writing Titans, really?
Yeah, he's writing, yes. Set to be written by Akiva Goldsman and Mark Hames. The series is described to be centering on Dick Grayson. Okay, which means son of Gray, which means somewhere in his family's lineage, they produced, manufactured, or imported Gray.
Gray.
He emerges from the shadow of Batman to become Nightwing.
This is a quote.
Okay, the leader of a fearless band of new superheroes, including Starfire, Raven, and many others. And
they're going to have Starfire.
Teen Titans.
Teen Titans.
I'm the most excited about Nightwing, though. I
very
love me some Nightwing, and I know you got that shirt, so you love you some Nightwing, too.
Oh, I love me some Nightwing. So what do you think about this?
Look, I have been a giant fan of the DC shows. I watch every single one of them. I love that at the end of every single show, like, they have the DC logo, and, like, when it's the Arrow one, like, the arrows fly through, and it's the Flash one, and I want to see the Teen Titans DC logo. Like, I want to see what that is. Like, that's the, like... They have created
Say it.
What Marvel has done for film, like DC's done for television.
Yeah, I
like,
have.
They've created this whole.
They're
awesome
making them work.
Universe.
They're finally making them work. They're doing it like Flash looks great. Arrow looks great. Like the action, they're making it viable. Like the technology is finally caught up to the point where on a TV budget you can do a nice looking show.
I have a problem getting behind animation as much though as I do with the other shows because I don't know. There's something about it where I'm just it doesn't draw me in as.
Did
much.
Did you see Young Justice? Did you watch Young Justice at all,
dude? Young Justice.
Young Justice is great.
So good.
It's okay. I mean, it's great. So I don't know why it went away. It's awesome.
Did it have two seasons or just one?
I think two. And they were like connected storylines. Like,
are we on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, and only season one
is
on Netflix.
Check it out. Young Justice is great. Okay.
It surprised me. Yeah. And what was great about Young Justice is that you're like,
Black Manta?
It's gonna be. Well, yeah, but like you're just like, well, yeah, we're gonna see like the young version of the sidekicks or whatever. No, like they have the Justice League in there all the time.
They're all in there, yeah.
Like every other episode is like, oh, here's Superman, Batman, Martian Manhunter.
I mean, Cyborg has been a part of the Titans a lot. Do you think that because they're doing the Cyborg movie in the Justice League, they're not going to put two cyborgs in two places, or do you think no, out the window?
Well,
they've shown they're putting two people in two places a lot.
Right, I mean, they've got a Flash TV show.
Sure.
And Flash, you know.
Sure. Okay, what about this?
And all the characters are
Does the fact that they're including Nightwing in the TV show and Geoff Johns tweeting, we've waited a long time for live Nightwing action, is he in a way telling us without telling us that we're not going to see Nightwing in Batman v Superman?
I don't think so.
Well, because this would be before that anyway.
Yeah.
So it would still be, but you even have to wait longer for more.
Maybe.
No, you wouldn't have to wait longer for more. Because if the show comes out, then you're going to have Nightwing action every single week.
I don't think we're seeing Nightwing in Batman v Superman.
I don't think so either. And now I'm really curious if there's going to be, if that Carrie Kelly rumor is really true. Like, I feel like some characters they really want to get out there, but others, I feel like they're not going to want to oversaturate. Like, I don't know that you'll see a cyborg in this. Maybe you'll see a Beast Boy. I think that would be really cool. The guy from True Blood was pretty much Beast Boy. So, like, you know that they could do that morphing technology.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, 1995. Black or white technology. Just use that, turn him into the Jaguar.
You can just steal the images from that video. I think it still holds up.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's going to be a fan-made video after you just said that.
Well, in this Superman Doomsday fan movie, like, there's part of it where Doomsday is like, I remember the Hulk did that. And then I see at the end, he's like, he used the Hulk. So very much I think what TNT is probably going to do is dissect a lot of that Michael Jackson video and use that in, various different parts throughout the season.
I think so.
It seems like the obvious way to go.
That and Beastmaster, probably they'll probably steal some from Beastmaster.
I love Beastmaster.
Dude, that show.
Was that like Mark Summers? Was that guy's name?
Wait, Mark Summers was over on, Double Dare.
Yeah, no, wait.
I would love to see Mark Summers from Double Dare as Beastmaster. Pour some slime on me. Oh, birds.
I know Mark Summers. I've met Mark Summers. Beastmaster is no Mark Summers.
He is no Beastmaster.
He's no Beastmaster. So we're excited about Teen Titans. Or Titans, as it's being called. We're going to leave off the team.
Yeah. Teen Titans.
Is there a fear at any point that DC will oversaturate the air and then people aren't going to be as excited for these movies? Could they shoot themselves in the proverbial televised foot?
I think you got to go with what your strongest suit is, and right now that is this. So
But they're looking for these movies to be billion-dollar movies, each one of them.
And I think they will be.
You know what I mean?
And I think they will be.
I don't think there's such thing as too much DC, but what I will ask you guys, people started talking about, what if they just did a whole DC network, and it was all DC shows on? I've seen people tweet about this. Huh. Is that something that you guys think would, A, could happen in the future, or B, would excite you?
I don't think it's necessary. Like, I think it's going fine as it is.
I think that would be a cool thing, maybe not for all the new stuff, but at some point when there's so many episodes backlogged and you go and you can have the original Batman show and all the animated stuff, there's certainly enough content. I think it would be like, if you ever like watch Sirius XM and like for a while they'll do like the Rolling Stones channel.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it's just all Rolling Stones, live Stones, everything. And it's like, that's awesome. I think something like that would be really cool eventually. And now with all the streaming and the way things are going, I could actually see, a place where all the content, not the new stuff, because I still like to see that on other channels, yeah. And I just don't think the money would be there to be able to produce the new content.
And also, it depends on the kind of show. If we ever have a DC show that's like on HBO kind of thing versus what you can show on CW.
Well, that's, you know, one thing we didn't talk about last week, you know, we talked a little bit about Sandman, which is Vertigo, but I totally forgot that The Preacher was Vertigo, the Garth Ennis story. That's like one of my favorite comic books I've read as an adult.
That's my girlfriend's favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she loves.
Oh, nice.
She's got like the figures set and everything, like set up in our our bedroom. Yeah,
you're a lucky man.
I met your girlfriend, and I gotta say, I thought she and I had a lot in common. It's nice to say that we. I mean,
not,
we would probably
not that much. Probably not just, that
I mean,
much.
I think together. I mean, we went out for pizza or something.
No,
you know, we might.
You should probably not
have
do
a
that.
Conversation.
Where are we going
where
with
goes.
This one?
Yeah,
I don't
just
understand. Don't
I want to try to help you out here, but I don't know how. I just don't.
Just
know.
Help me. Help me out here.
I got to be with my DC roots.
What were we talking about? Something DC related?
Preacher. Well, Preacher.
So Preacher's the best. Okay,
it is so good.
What's the author's name? The writer. It's Garth Ennis, and then is it like, is it, not Chuck Dixon. Was it,
who, the artist?
Yeah.
Oh, once man, a week, you can't think of a name, and everybody at home helps you out.
And it's such great, it's so distinctive art. Like, he did every issue of Preacher except for, like, one. Jatorel, help me out. Who's the, artist on all of the Preacher? So, Seth Rogen, what's that?
He has no idea.
Oh, God. So Seth Rogen's company, him and his writing partner, are producing this Preacher miniseries, which is going to be going at FX. It's been greenlit. Super exciting. You mentioned the HBO. Like, that's exactly the kind of thing. Like, in FX, and I'm not just saying that because I host FX Movie Download Friday nights at 8 on FX.
Plug, plug, plug.
But I think, you know, FX, AMC.
Steve Dillon,
right. Okay, nice.
I looked it up, just to be fair. I don't want anyone to think
that's
that
fair,
I recall
that's fair. That's what internets are for.
Well, I was going to change topics, so if you wanted to keep
anyway, it's about a guy, a preacher. He gets, like, the voice of God, so if he says it's something to any, they will do it. So
they
he can literally say to you, like, stick your head up your own butt, and you
have to do it. Yeah.
Voice of God.
Can I chime in here real quick?
Oh, yeah. Jatorel, right?
I like the fact that HBO Showtime have any shows. One of my favorite comics growing up was Spawn. And they actually had a run on HBO, an animated show.
Yes.
Spawn.
Oh, that's right.
It was very R-rated, and I loved it.
It was awesome. I totally agree. Yeah, and Spawn is, like, languishing in McFarlane's, like, mind. He keeps talking about the new Spawn movie that's happening. I don't know, man.
Speaking of networks that shows are on, I wanted to talk about Supergirl for a quick second.
So,
last week we talked about how the front runner to play Supergirl was going to be Claire Holt, who was coming over from the CW show Vampire Diaries and then the Originals, and I was saying I thought that would be a conflict of interest. Spoiler alert for anybody who watches those shows, mute for the next 30 seconds if you haven't seen Originals this week. Her character actually was just killed off this past week, pretty much.
Oh.
So, but it's like temporarily.
I've never seen an episode of Vampire Diaries or Originals, but I was actually going to start a binge this weekend, and you just totally ruined it all for me.
Okay, well, I said, but it's just temporarily. She could actually be coming back because she's a vampire, her body's just in a coffin. It could
not
be
mad
fine.
Then. Not mad.
But anyway,
no, not dead.
Going Vampires back to what I was going to say, the bigger point is the fact that you guys at home let me know, and this is absolutely correct, that it wouldn't be a conflict of interest if she was doing Supergirl and doing the Originals, like going to guest on a couple episodes, because CW is owned by CBS, so it wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
So thank you guys for pointing that out, that contractually she
everybody
would be
let
fine.
Us know what idiots we were that we didn't realize that the C was CBS and the W
stupid,
was Warner Brothers.
Stupid,
they're like partners
stupid.
In the whole thing.
Yeah, so
it
thanks
used
guys.
To be UPN, right?
UPN no, that's different. That was like Channel 9. It used to be the WB. The WB!
Yeah.
And
then
it became
I thought UPN
CW.
And WB combined to become CW.
Did they?
I thought so.
No, that was like the Paramount Network was UPN.
Yeah.
Because it was Star Trek was there.
Yeah, Star Trek The Next Generation.
I don't know that they combined.
One of the greatest shows of all time.
Which one? Next Generation?
Next Generation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Voyager? Not as much.
Not as much.
Not as much.
Not as much. It's
you
still
relevant.
Good. It got better.
All relevant.
I'm a big
DC.
Quantum Leap fan, so I liked Enterprise.
Yeah.
I love me some Scott Bakula. I don't know why.
The only thing about Enterprise that I didn't like was the opening song.
Oh, yeah, that was really weird. It was like a...
I didn't know I was in the room with two amazing musicians.
Yeah.
I really am. You guys are killing it
just
with the songs.
Just to close out the TV conversations, did anybody see the Flash mid-season finale?
Yeah.
Obviously,
you do. Roxy, plug your show.
On AfterBuzz TV, I cover the Flash on Tuesday night, so... We did that at 9 p.m. And
she covers
it was
and uncovers the Flash.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wear a really cute little Flash outfit.
Yeah.
just sell myself. My soul. Here absolutely. It is. I thought that they did an amazing job with it. It was really cool, especially coming off the crossover. It's like, what can top that? Well, they did a great job.
That whole crossover thing was so fun.
It was amazing.
It was so fun.
It was really good. The Reverse Flash thing was cool. It was a great mid-season finale because it answers a question.
It does answer a question, and it makes more questions, which is great. I love to see that.
One of my favorite DC characters is Firestorm.
Yes.
So seeing Firestorm come on and then like, don't ever call me again, and just like launch off and fly off.
And it was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird how they just cast the guy who plays the Arrow and threw a stupid wig on him.
Yeah, right.
I thought that was so the interesting casting because there was like, oh, I guess they only have so many actors that they can hire.
And
so strange. Yeah, not a lot of actors out there.
They're cousins.
What?
They're cousins. Yeah.
They're cousins.
Stephen Amell and
Robbie.
Yeah.
I thought he just had to use a different name because it was a different show.
Nope, they're cousins.
They're cousins.
Oh. Well, we'll check that out. You let me know if they're actually cousins. I don't believe that to be the case.
If you watch that show, I interviewed Danielle Panabaker this week, who plays Caitlin on the show, and she was awesome, and she gave us some excuses.
I can't crap on it. Like, they've come so far from Smallville.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
it's legitimately very good. Like, I'm sad that they have to go on hiatus. And
who
I
do we think, spoilers if I haven't seen it, who do we think this other implied speedster is?
I think that it's the Flash coming back.
I think it's
back.
The Flash. Yeah. I think they're doing Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think it is, but not, okay. Yeah. I was wondering if maybe this was a way to get like a Wally West in there or a Jay Garrick in
People
there.
People have all different opinions on it. I think that it's Flash.
So you think it's himself coming back?
Yeah,
dude, I think
do.
They're going to do Flashpoint.
So you think he saw himself when his mom got killed and they were like fighting and then...
Yeah. I think he goes back in time.
To stop her from being...
To stop her, yeah. Like all the tachyon stuff they're doing in this, and Harrison Wells, if he is Reverse Flash, then that means there's a future version of himself that goes back in time. So when he put the tachyon thing on the suit, my guess is that he was, it's like one of those weird time travel things where him doing that makes the suit in the future better because when he gets it in the future and then he goes back in time, so now Reverse Flash will be even more powerful.
People are nerding pretty hard about it.
It was really great.
It was very cool.
But I also love the upcoming, like, with him training. I love anytime our hero trains and he's like, I gotta get faster, I gotta get better, and so he's gonna just dig in and like become even more badass right now.
Yeah.
So that show is great. DC's owning TV. Let's do a couple of Twitter questions.
Do we have time for Twitter
maybe
questions?
One or two? I'm sorry. Like, it was a lot of fun to have the Matt Key here. This has been a really fun show. We missed Johnny.
To stretch my DC muscles.
I know. That's really cool. No, and you're just really knowledgeable and you're passionate about the material, which is all anyone could hope to be. Like, nobody's like a super expert about every single thing. You know, it's so it's just
yeah. That's
it's
one of the
cool.
things we try to stress on our show.
I know. I love that you guys always get that warning. Stop sending us hate.
We're not experts.
Right.
We are going to get things wrong.
I don't get anything.
I'm gonna pull from Facebook. So you guys, when you're writing in questions, you can go iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Yeah. We're everywhere. So this is Facebook. I'm trying to enunciate like him, you know.
Twitter.
From Brandon Silver wants to know, what do you guys think they will use the Joker? What do you guys think that they will use the Joker from the New 52 series for the movie? Because that guy cut his face off and reattach it to himself might be too scary. So what do you guys think about Joker that we will use?
The New 52 version.
The New 52 version of the Joker.
Is it the doll maker who cut the face off of him, I think?
I'm not sure.
The reason I'm asking this question is because we've been talking a lot about what version of the Joker we will be seeing.
Right.
We know we can't see the Heath Ledger version. We know we can't see the Jack Nicholson version. So what version do we think? Do we think it will be the New 52? Do we think that's too scary? What do you guys think?
Could it be like the Killing Joke version?
They seem to have, like, it seems like the Dark Knight really informed the comics, right? Because they went with the cut-up face thing. You know, but then, like, to redo that so soon would be really interesting. And then if you
especially with such... An amazing performance.
Such an amazing performance. Now, if you look at the Dark Knight Returns version, he, like, almost doesn't even look that Joker-y anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not until the end, like, he, like, flashes the grin, but he's, like, all very mellow. Like, and I can't imagine that that's the version they're
going to
do.
I doubt they're going to do that either, yeah.
So I would be surprised.
I don't think they're going to do the cut-up face. I don't think they will.
Because it's just too much like Dark Knight?
No, I just think it's too much, just in general. Like, to have a cut-off face and then have, like, medical stapled to himself, like, and you can, like, it's just... It's
You've
too
obviously
much.
Never seen the film Face Off, my friend. Okay, with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta both giving award-worthy performances.
Oh, yeah.
Because it happened.
That was John Woo, right?
Yeah, that was John Woo.
And there's that amazing scene where they get out of the limo and, like, the coat flares up and it's like, oh, man.
Okay, maybe you've seen
more.
A trailer.
I'm gonna ask one more question.
But did we answer that question?
What do we think? I guess is the question. I'm going to say I think it's going to be the New 52 version.
Okay.
But the cutoff face or the current one where, like, he's attacking the Justice League?
What was the cutoff face one? I haven't even read that. Is that the New 52 version?
That's the new. So the new, yeah, the new 52 Detective Comics number one with the New 52 restarted. What was that? 09, 2010,
11,
there?
11, later, 11, yeah. Because they're all
so
up to
when
36s.
They started all of that off. The Joker was dead. They were like, oh my god, the Joker's dead. Here's his face. His face got cut off. Then he came back for Death in the Family,
right?
And had reattached the face to himself, and now Joker's daughter has that face. But now the Joker's back with a normal face.
Right, like I'm reading the current Batman stories right now, yeah. And there's Joker in it.
He's back, but...
So do you think they will be using him with the normal face or him
I think
with
it'll
the
be a normal
face?
Face. I think it'll be a normal face.
Yeah, that seems like it's too convoluted too in past mythology. Like, a lot of people are asking also if they're going to do, like, the Crisis, stuff like that. I mean, I think that stuff is way too complicated to deliver to movies,
no,
yeah. Movie audiences.
I don't think it's too complicated. I think that we'll get there.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
All right. One last one, because we're getting to be in the holiday season, so this is very relevant. This is from Twitter, at Straight Snuggles.
Straight Snuggles,
yeah,
we know.
Wants to know. Yeah, I just always butcher the name.
Straight
know.
Snuggles.
Wants to know, if the DC Comics Santa came, what would you ask him for December?
Oh.
So DC Comics Santa's coming.
I answered this on Twitter already, but if DC Comics Santa is coming, I want him to give me Batman v Superman in 2015, please, Santa.
In 2015.
In 2015.
So you want it like a year earlier.
You
want it a year earlier.
You're a greedy boy.
He said I could have anything.
You're not used to asking Santa questions.
No, you know what I want? I want Santa. I would like an announcement about a Batman solo film.
Yeah, okay. That would be good.
Is that fair? Can Santa give me that? I'm Jewish. I don't know. I don't know what he does. I don't know about his magical powers.
Well, then you have... Then you get 12 gifts, right?
I get Hanukkah Harry.
Yeah, so you should...
It's actually...
Want 12
it's
things.
Eight.
Do you want...
Eight. Oh, 12 of the days of Christmas.
I don't know.
Eight
of
the days
of
Hanukkah.
Yeah. I get one night. That's
we
all I know.
We make latkes and we exchange socks. That's what we do. So
and,
it's like...
And spin the dreidel.
Yeah.
So
it's
you're like you're Dobby from Dobby from Harry Potter. Like you're all set free once a year with socks.
What the, how did we get to this place? How did we get here?
Okay, let's
do. We all
what
get in the
want?
Enterprise, and I don't know. What do you want?
I want a DC Marvel crossover.
Nice.
Oh wait, now, do you want crossover or do you want amalgam? Like, do you want Darkclaw or do you want Wolverine
crossover,
fighting Batman?
Crossover.
Yeah, I would rather have that, too.
I just want Spidey.
Another thing
can
I want.
Can I have him?
One more thing I want. If I can ask for DC Santa, can I also have CCH Pounder as Amanda Waller in the Suicide Squad movie? Because she was so great, and then she was in the Sons of Anarchy finale, and she's
still going
awesome.
Oprah.
You don't want Oprah?
I'm still going Oprah.
I'm over Oprah.
Somebody tweeted about Queen Latifah, which would be really cool, too.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I get behind that.
I would.
I get behind that.
If I,
what
if
does
I
that
had,
even mean?
I get behind that decision. I get behind that decision. Oh,
was that? I would get behind that. What?
I didn't.
She would get behind Queen Latifah. She would stand behind her.
Honor
give her
behind
back
her.
Rub.
What? It's getting worse. How are you? Stop speaking. This is a podcast.
I'm down for the count.
Okay.
Take us out
so,
of here.
Okay, what do you want, DC Santa?
I want Black Manta to be in the Aquaman.
Oh, that's really nice of you. I think you can get that. I think you'll
really,
get that.
I want to see, like, the cinematic version of Black Manta.
He's used to asking Santa questions. He knows to ask realistically. Right. I think we just went a little overboard with Santa. Hanukkah Harry does better for us.
Okay, so thank you very much, Santa. Thank you, everyone, for checking out the show. We really appreciate all the love you've been giving us. We will have a show next week. We're not sure what day it's going to be. We're not sure what we're going to do on Christmas Eve, but we'll do something. There will be more, and have faith, and I believe in you and DC Comics, and thank you so much to Matt Key and Roxy Stryer. You're the best co-host ever.
Isn't he sweet?
He's so nice.
I like him a lot today.
All right, we'll see you later, everybody.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.